previously on Heroes.
What was right there?
There's a piece about that size. Simone has it. She took a bunch of my paintings to sell.
I need you to get me a painting, all right? Lindemann bought it.
You had a sister. Her name was Shanti. She was 5 years old when she died 2 years after you were born.
Who are you? What do you want?
Mom.
Why don't you tell me where you are? I'll come get you and bring you home.
Charlie in the diner says, I'll be right back.
Charlie, she's dead.
Hiro says, there has to be something I can do. Count to five and I'll be back.
Hiro.
There just happens to be a very grateful man lying in the hospital who'd like to thank one of you for saving his life.
It's me.
I'd like to congratulate you as an honorary firefighter.
This girl, the one you've painted here, and here, and there, she's my daughter.
This man here, he's gonna kill her tomorrow night at her homecoming game.
I need your help. I need you to paint this painting.
I've been trying, I can't. Not without the drugs.
The cheerleaders make their way out to the amphitheater, which is bathed in sunlight, with students sitting in groups on the steps. Chapter 9, Homecoming.
We are, if anything, creatures of habit, drawn to the safety and comfort of a familiar.
Do they actually believe that pudding is a vegetable?
But what happens when the familiar becomes unsafe? When the fear that we have been desperately trying to avoid finds us where we live.
Something wrong?
Jackie just killed my appetite.
Claire and Zach sit down away from the others.
Oh, look, the principal's gonna post a homecoming queen announcement.
Whoopee.
Why don't you go see if you want?
What's the point?
You're a finalist, Claire, go. Come
on. The cheerleaders make their way over to the notice board. Then Claire follows them.
Good luck.
Kinda nervy for someone in your position to be running for homecoming queen.
My position?
You know, Mariah. You hospitalized the MVP, annihilating any hope of us actually winning the game. You're not deluded enough to think you're actually gonna win.
No delusions, it's a popularity contest, and you've made it very clear that I am no longer popular.
It's more than a popularity contest. Being selected homecoming queen is about serving your school. God, Claire, I didn't think you were that shallow.
Congratulations, ladies. Make me proud.
Oh, my God. Don't spaz out. What?
The poster says the homecoming queen is Claire Bennett.
I can't believe it.
I won?
Zach stands at the front of the applauding students, and Claire smiles.
Shut up, you freaks!
Isaac's loft.
You didn't tell Peter about me buying his painting, did you?
He asked me not to.
They both look at it.
I don't get it. What is it?
It's one of a series. The work of Isaac Mendez, a rising artist.
Peter believes Isaac can paint the future.
Is it supposed to be Peter?
I'm not sure. But Peter thinks he needs to be there to save a cheerleader.
Union Wells High School.
Yeah. Peter thinks if he saves a cheerleader, he'll save the world.
Right. Is that the only copy?
Yeah. Why?
He goes and puts on some gloves.
Peter's got all these ideas in his head, delusions of grandeur. He thinks he's supposed to make a difference.
And opens a tin of paint.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? No, no!
Throwing it over the picture.
No!
Saving his life. What? You believe him? Save the cheerleader, save the world.
I'm not sure what to believe anymore.
I am.
Nathan walks away and picks up his jacket, while Simone looks sorrowfully at the ruined painting. He leaves the loft, as black paint runs down the canvas. A blonde woman's firing a gun on a shooting range, aiming at a human-shaped target and hitting the head every time. Jessica Sanders, somewhere in the Nevada desert.
Nice!
What's the range on this?
The Concealer 320Z. Been known to pierce body armor at 400 yards. Military grade.
That'll work.
Don't want to see his eyes, huh? Must really hate the guy.
No idea. Took my son.
Damn. You call the cops?
Cops can't stop him. But I can as long as he doesn't see it coming. How much?
Too large.
She tosses the man a rolled bundle of notes, then looks at her reflection in the van's side mirror.
We're going hunting.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. A roadside cafe. D.L. Hawkins and Micah Sanders, Utah.
Plan on keeping us up.
Till you turn around.
I told you we can't go back.
And I told you Mom needs me.
It's not safe with her.
D.L. looks away, exasperated.
I still love her. No matter what she does, a part of me always will. But your mom has changed. Good news? So it's gonna be you and me from here on out.
Partners. You mean like Batman and Robin?
Yeah. Like Batman and Robin. Only, I ain't wearing no tights. You can wear tights. I'm not wearing tights. Need head to head?
No, I'm good.
D.L. puts on a cap and gets out of the car. He walks towards the cafe, but slows down when a police car pulls in. He turns and bends down to put some money in a newspaper vending machine as the policeman passes him. Then goes back to the car but sees Micah has gone.
Micah!
India.
Did you ever consider that these dreams that you've been having are just that? Dreams?
It's not possible. They were talking about my sister Shanti, a sister I never knew I had.
As children, we absorb powerful archetypes that we bury in our subconscious. Your parents were obviously still grieving over your sister.
Freud would tell you the same thing. What about the boy?
The one with the soccer ball?
Yes. How do you explain his picture being hidden in my father's desk, huh? He was one of them, right here in Chennai. Sanjog Iyer. My father identified as genetic marker. It says the boy can enter your dreams, alter your perceptions, a kind of spirit guide.
You must have seen that file before.
I have never seen this file before, and I have had thousands of dreams in my life. These were different. They were real. We have to find this boy.
Isaac's loft.
Hey, what was so important you had me meet you over here?
That painting you wanted. Nathan bought it from Linderman, had it shipped here.
It's here. Can I see it?
There.
Peter looks at the ruined painting.
I don't understand.
He said it was to protect you, that you're gonna get yourself killed.
You saw this painting. You can describe it to me.
You really believe this, don't you? Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Reasons I can't begin to understand. There are people that are counting on me to do this. I don't know if I can, but I have to try.
Simone looks at him thoughtfully, then goes over to her handbag and pauses briefly before opening it.
This doesn't make any sense. I probably shouldn't be showing you this. It's a digital image that came with the painting. Is that you, Peter?
It looks like a painting of him under the homecoming banner.
I don't know.
If it's you, then you're gonna die. At 8:12 tonight.
A clock in the picture shows the time.
Don't go, Peter.
I have to.
Union Wells High School is in Odessa, Texas. I took the liberty and made a phone call. Homecoming is tonight.
He hugs her.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look, I don't know if this is gonna happen. Just come back, okay?
I will.
They kiss tenderly. Then Peter turns and walks out of the gallery, looking at the photograph as he goes. In the diner, where Ando's still waiting, he takes the phone out of his bag.
Moshimoshi, Hiro. Hiro.
Hi, this is Peter Petrelli. Is this Hiro Nakamura?
No, he will be right back.
Who is this?
His friend, Ando.
Ando, right. Okay, this is very important. You and Hiro need to get to Odessa, Texas, as soon as you can. Union Wells High School. Okay, that's where the cheerleader is.
We are in Texas already, Midland, at the Bun Toast Cafe. It's outside the airport.
You are? That's great. Listen, I'm gonna get on a flight. Tell Hiro that I'll be there before he knows it.
Yes, okay, I will tell him. Goodbye, Peter Petrelli.
An older woman walks through the cafe and up to a crying waitress. They stand beside a shrine dedicated to Charlie, where the photograph of her and Hiro in front of a cake is pinned alongside many others. Mr. Bennett's looking at a painting, then walks into another room where Eden's mopping an unconscious Isaac's brow.
It's useless. How is that supposed to help me find Siler?
He's not a vending machine. You can't just put the jugs in and pull a lever and expect a clear response. I mean, he's a person.
I think your emotions are impairing your judgment.
Maybe, but I'm not the only one.
When he wakes up, have him paint another.
No.
You think I'm being emotional? Do you have any idea what we're up against? Come here.
He shows her photos of mutilated bodies.
Oh, my God.
Siler wants to do that to my Claire. I will do whatever I have to do to stop him.
Isaac can't help us. It was a mistake to do that to him.
Mr. Bennett nods and turns towards the painting of Claire.
Go to the high school. Use the paintings as a guide. Wait for Siler. He'll have help. When the time is right, neutralize him. I'll keep Claire safe at home.
No, it's homecoming.
Find Siler. Take him out. And let me worry about Claire.
He walks away, leaving Eden looking thoughtful. At the school.
Congratulations, Claire. Thanks so much. I don't know that girl.
Holla to the queen.
Holla back. Everybody who wasn't my friend is now my friend, and everybody who was my friend isn't.
Well, it's not a popularity contest. It's an unpopularity contest. Because you rocked a freak vote.
A what?
Look, everybody who's like Jackie voted for Jackie, and everybody who isn't voted for you. And in this school, the unpopular vastly outnumber the popular. Made for a good campaign strategy.
You campaigned for me? Why? Do you think all this school spirit stuff is stupid?
I never said it was stupid. I said it's beneath you. But obviously it's important, so whatever. Look, now you have a little piece of your old life back, okay? Just don't start acting like a bitch again. Look, I got this off of the internet. It supposedly has this really big chapter on spontaneous regeneration, so I thought it might enlighten you on the whole miracle grow of it all.
He gives her Chandra's book.
What's with you?
You're being so nice. I've never been this nice to you. I mean, I've been nice, but I could be nicer.
Why don't you?
Congratulations, Claire. Is the gay boy your date? You should tell him. Only one of you gets to wear the tiara.
Zach looks down, unresponsive. And Claire punches Jackie.
Okay. Yeah.
At home.
What? That is so unfair!
Hon.
Already made up my mind.
You are being completely unreasonable. Do you have any idea what it means for me to miss this game?
He'll survive.
But Dad!
No, listen and you listen good. As long as you live under my roof, you will do as I say. You may not agree, but don't think for a moment that that matters. You are not leaving this house tonight. Is that clear?
Crystal.
Claire storms upstairs and her father watches her go, with Sandra standing behind him.
She's gonna hate you for a long time on this one.
Let's hope so.
A sticker reads Greyhound Bus Stop. Micah pokes his head out. Then DL appears.
Micah! Micah!
He catches him.
What are you thinking? Do you know how scared I was?
Now you know how it felt when you left us.
Micah, what am I supposed to do here?
Go back! She needs us.
We've discussed this. Your mom...
Dad, I know she's different, okay? I see it too. Something happened to her when you left. It got really bad. Then, sometimes, she'd show up and sniff Mom.
She?
Jessica.
Jessica.
Dad, Mom's sick. She can't help herself. She can't control it.
Does your mom know about Jessica?
No, I don't think so. Dad, we can't just leave her. If you still love her, you'll help her.
You're right.
DL stands up and they walk away, his arm around Micah's shoulders. In India,
do you know this boy?
Wasting my afternoon because of a ridiculous dream.
No one said you had to come.
Well, then who's going to keep you from getting killed? This is a dangerous neighborhood. One look at your fancy shoes and we'll both be running for our lives.
But have you seen this boy?
Come now, Mohinder. Let's stop this nonsense. Go back to the university. Talk about this like rational people.
I am not leaving until I find him.
I know this boy. For 500 rupees, I can tell you where he is.
This man is a crook. Give him nothing. What are you doing?
Where?
The man points to a group of children playing football, and the boy is there amongst them. He stops and looks up at Mohinder, then goes back to the game. Mohinder goes towards them, and when the ball comes to him, he flicks it up, catches it, and throws it to the boy, then crouches in front of him.
You came to me in my dream last night.
I don't come to anyone. They come to me.
Why? Why do they come to you?
They have questions that need answers.
I'm not sure that I have a question.
Yes, you do.
Mohinder looks round at Nirant, who's watching them.
I have two paths in front of me. I need to know which one to take. Which one is my destiny?
You already have the answer you seek.
The boy smiles, then turns and goes back to his game.
What is it?
What's my answer?
At the Burnt Toast Diner, Ando's still waiting for Hiro to return. A waitress goes to his table to refill his coffee cup, and Ando picks up the sugar dispenser, but it's empty. He sees one on another table and goes to get it. As he picks it up, he turns to look at the shrine for Charlie and notices the photograph of her and Hiro together. He goes over to it and pulls it off the wall, looking at it more closely.
Hiro!
He takes it over to the counter.
Excuse me. When was this picture taken?
Oh, that was Charlie's birthday. About 6 months ago.
Do you know him?
Hiro? Sure. He and Charlie were tight.
Please, where is he now?
I have no idea, darling. He popped out of her life weeks ago.
Ando looks back at the picture, confused. Claire's mobile rings as she lies on her bed reading Chandra's Activating Evolution book. The message is from Zach and reads, clack, clack, clack. Claire types, Zach, what are you doing? And sends it. The reply says, "Throwing rocks at your window. Open up." Claire looks round at the curtained window, then gets off her bed and goes over to it. Outside, Zach's climbing a ladder up to it.
What's going on?
I'm here to rescue you. Let's go.
I'm grounded.
No one grounds a queen. Come on.
Yeah, tell that to my dad.
You only get to be homecoming queen once. You know what? You've already cemented your victory in the eyes of the student body by punching Jackie. Plus, if you back out now, she becomes queen.
My dad would pitch a fit.
It's a big deal. What? He grounds you more. He double grounds you. Come on. You deserve this.
Claire smiles.
I do deserve this. And tonight, you could be my date to the dance.
Me?
Sure, why not?
For a million different reasons.
Is it about what Jackie said? Because I don't care
about that. You think I care about that? She can call me whatever she wants. I'm not going to be embarrassed by it. I know who I am. I like who I am. I like who you are. I just wish that you liked who you are.
I'm finally realizing who my friends really are. And that maybe being different isn't the end of the world. It's just who I am.
Exactly. You gotta embrace your inner freak. Because the only thing that you'll regret is denying who you really are.
Ando standing outside the diner reading the paper when Peter pulls up in a taxi.
Ando?
Hey, Peter Petrelli. How are you? I'm so sorry it took forever. I couldn't get a flight in the taxis in this town. We still have time. Where's Hiro?
Hiro traveled back in time to rescue Charlie. I told him it wasn't a good idea. Peter Petrelli might call, but he insisted.
What happened to her?
She was killed. We're sitting right here. It happened so fast. Next thing we know, she was dead and the killer was gone in a flash, like Hokage. Boogeyman. Hiro said maybe it's the same man that is going to attack the cheerleader. I told Hiro, do over is too risky. But Hiro says, a man who is too afraid to use power does not deserve to have power.
I know when, and I know where the cheerleader gets attacked. I have to stop him.
Is this you?
Maybe.
You have a power, right?
Sort of.
Super strength? You bend time and space like Hiro.
No, I kind of absorb the abilities of others, but only when they're close. Truthfully, I'm by myself. I'm not really anything. I've got less than an hour. It happens at 8:12. I have to go. You coming?
No. I will wait for Hiro. Without him, I am not really anything either. Maybe you should wait too.
There's no time. I have to save the cheerleader.
But Peter! You die.
At the Bennetts.
Where is she? She's gone.
Oh, right. I saw her and Zach skip out across the lawn 10 minutes ago. She must have climbed out her window.
Why didn't you try to stop her?
Because she's a good girl and she deserves this. You are being way too harsh.
He snatches her magazine.
You don't know what you've done.
If you hear from her, call me immediately.
Mohinder's typing away at a computer.
You're wasting your time? Freud would tell you the boy is merely a manifestation of your subconscious.
Mihrab? Haven't we already had this conversation?
The boy appears once more, smiles, then walks away.
No, wait!
Outside, Niran's talking to Chandra.
You're wasting your time. Freud would tell you that the boy is merely a manifestation of your subconscious.
It was more than a dream, it was real. This boy can give me the answers I seek.
I'm your friend, Chandra, but you sound like a madman.
Well, all great thinkers were said to be madmen in their time. Darwin, Einstein, Gandhi. Yeah,
Darwin was not ridiculed by his university's biology roundtable.
They weren't even listening.
You're the one who's not listening. You think you're actually going to find these people? Levitation, spontaneous regeneration? Chandra, I know that Shanti's death drove you to find answers, but it is time to let go. If you persist on espousing this insanity in your writing and in your classroom, they will strip you of your tenure.
Mohinder standing right next to them, but neither of them see him.
So be it.
Chandra disappears into the crowd. Mohinder blinks and finds himself in his father's office. He sees himself walk in.
I just finished reading. It's fantastic, Father, to think that today, all around us, the evolutionary process continues so dramatically.
Who told you to read this?
No one. I saw it on your desk, so I picked it up.
You invaded my privacy, Mohinder. This was not for you to read.
I'm sorry, but I think it's extraordinary and I want to help. By using the Human Genome Project, we can locate these people.
Not we. You can't be part of this.
Why not?
Because I don't want you to be.
I don't understand.
Darwin said, a scientific man ought to have no wishes, no affections, a heart of stone. That's me, Mohinder. It's not you. Go home.
Mohinder watches his past self walk out. The boy looks over at him.
You have your answer.
He wakes and finds himself sitting at his desk. He picks up the framed photograph of him at his graduation with Chandra. On his computer screen is the message, "Do you want to quit?" He hits no, and another window pops up, requesting a password. He considers for a moment, and then types Darwin. He tries again with the password Sila. He types in Shanti, unlocking the password. He smiles as a string of names and locations scrolls down the screen.
You found them.
There are some familiar names on the list. Nikki Sanders, Isaac Mendes, Nathan Petrelli, and many others. Peter's in Claire's high school, looking in a cabinet dedicated to Jackie's heroic actions. He's staring at a photograph of the blonde cheerleader when Claire bumps into him.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
That was my fault. I wasn't looking where I was going.
Hey, do you, you know this girl? Jackie Wilcox?
Yeah, halftime show starts in about 5 minutes. She'll be out on the field. She's a cheerleader. Are you a reporter or something?
Alumni. I'm just curious.
You know, between you and me, she's nothing special. Just your average teenage girl.
She rushed into a fire and saved a man's life. Sounds kind of special to me.
Yeah, you're right. I'm jealous. She's our town hero. Me, I don't win too many popularity contests.
Hey, it gets better.
What?
Life after high school? It's a lot better.
Peter steps out into the amphitheater and realization slowly dawns on him that he's standing in the location depicted in the painting. He pulls out the copy from his pocket and looks up at the banner and clock, which ticks round to 1 minute past eight. Inside, the shadowy figure of Syla is staring at Jackie's photo.
Halftime, girls! Come on, pop it up!
Jackie goes over to Claire.
Will the nerviness never cease? I thought you were grounded.
It didn't take.
How's your eye?
Nothing I can't cover up. There's something I want to say to you. Co-captain to co-captain.
Say it.
I think you're a menace. And I'm not just talking about you punching me over your boyfriend, the girlfriend. I'm talking about you in general. We used to be BFFs. What happened?
Maybe I've gained some perspective. I'm tired of trying to be someone I'm not.
Well, you've been trying to be me since second grade.
And now you're trying to be me.
How do you figure?
Your little heroic act of pulling the guy out of the burning train car wasn't your heroic act, it was mine.
No, it wasn't.
I have it on tape. You know, a good friend of mine once said it's more important to be honest with yourself and happy than popular. I think he got it right.
Really? Sounds like a loser to me.
The lights go out.
Public schools suck.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Mr. Bennett steps out into the amphitheater, his shadow stretching up the stone steps.
Hello?
Stop it, you're freaking me out.
I thought I heard something.
You're imagining it, let's go. Oh. What is your problem?
Don't go that way.
What the hell?
Something's not right.
No, duh, we're missing the coronation. Believe me, if you don't want to go out there and get that homecoming crown, I'm more than happy.
Silo grabs Jackie by the neck and pins her against a locker. Claire tries to fight him off, but he knocks her across the room. Claire looks up to see Silo cut into Jackie's scalp with a casual movement of his finger. As blood drips down Jackie's forehead, Claire snaps her broken arm back into place. Blood flows more profusely down Jackie's body as Claire stands up and fixes her snapped neck. Syla watches as the injuries on Claire's face begin to heal. Syla drops Jackie's body as Claire sprints out of the locker room and straight into Peter.
Are you okay?
Run, go! Keep going, run!
Syla stands at the end of the corridor and with his telekinetic powers hurls a volley of locker doors at Peter. Mr. Bennett sees that the dead cheerleader isn't Claire. As the clock ticks past 8:10, Claire sprints out into the amphitheater. She trips on a step, and Peter helps her up as the looming shadow of Syla approaches.
Find lights. He doesn't want to be seen.
What about you?
Don't worry about it. Just go! Go!
Suddenly, Siler's right next to him. Peter pulls him back, and they both fall over the back of the amphitheater. Both of them lie motionless on the concrete. A minute later, Siler's nowhere to be seen as Claire steps towards Peter. As she approaches, he coughs and starts to sit up. He grabs his leg and hauls the bone back into position. The deep cut on his face begins to heal.
Where is he?
I don't know. He ran away before he got here.
Please, go get some help, okay?
Okay, I'll be back. Hey, what's your name?
Peter.
I'm Claire.
Are you the one? Saving you, did I save the world?
I don't know. I'm just a cheerleader.
Claire races towards the arena. She runs into his arms.
It's okay. You're okay.
That was terrible, Jackie.
I know.
We have to go back. We have to go back,
no.
Peter.
No, no,
he saved my life.
No, he'll be fine.
No, we can't leave him. We can't leave him. He almost died, but then he... We have to go back.
No, the police will take care of everything. You're lucky to be alive.
It's not luck. I have something I have to tell you.
Siler limps up a slope in an area of scrubland. Eden's waiting for him, leaning against a tree. He lifts a bloody hand.
You don't want to hurt me. We just need to talk. You can tell me all about yourself. But first, go to sleep. You need to sleep.
The Haitian puts a hand to Silas' forehead, and he falls to the ground. A police car draws up, and Peter yanks his foot back into place.
That's the guy. He's the one in the overcoat the janitor saw. Put your hands on your head! What the hell? Look at all that blood.
It's not what you think, guys.
All right, hands up.
What are you doing? It's not me. He's getting away.
Let's go. Stand up.
In India, Mohinder's mother goes over to him.
Meera called. She said you turned down her job offer. You're going back to New York?
He did it, you know. He discovered them. His theory was right.
And that is good news, yes?
Why didn't he tell me?
He wanted you to live your own life. So, now that you know about them, what will you do?
Find them. Tell them who they are if they don't already know. Warn them of the dangers they face.
And who will protect you?
Diel and Micah go over to their car, which is parked up outside a cafe.
Next stop, Vegas.
Dad, we don't need to go back to Vegas.
Why not?
I called Mom.
I told her where we are. She's on her way.
I could get in the car. Now, come on.
Dad, what's wrong?
We are all at our cores, the sum of our fears. To embrace destiny, we must, inevitably, face those fears and conquer them. Whether they come from the familiar or the unknown.
Nick is shot at DL. In the Burnt Toast Diner, Hero suddenly finds himself being poured coffee by Charlie.
My name is Hiro Nakamura. I'm here to save your life.
Hey, Charlie!
It's 6 months earlier.
Oh, that thought. Okay, I gotta go make a wish.
Hiro grins from ear to ear as Charlie beckons him over. To be continued.
If you've missed any of Heroes, there's another chance to catch the whole series so far this weekend on BBC Two, starting Saturday night from 9. Next, more on the mysterious Mr. Bennett in Heroes Unmasked, and then catch a brand new episode of Heroes on BBC Three from 10.